Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Hey, good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Listen, guys, we are on the series, How to Go from Merely Motivated to Massively Successful in Your Life and in Your Business. And they go together. Your life and your business goes together, especially in our industry called network marketing, because our business is business of changing lifestyles, changing the way you live, changing the way you think, changing what you experience. That's our business. And so you can't separate the two. When you're working on one, you're pretty much working on the other at the same time, if you acknowledge it as such. And so begin to share that these are habits. You gotta realize that your habits is what's forming your life. Your habits. So it's what you think that determines what you do. What you do consistently, non-negotiable. Those are your habits. Now, some people are consistently sabotaging their success. That's the habit. And so we've been talking about how to move from this motivation spot where you always feel like you need a pick-me-up or fill-me-up or what have you, to where you wake up already knowing that I am pursuing something bigger, someplace better than where I am now. We need you to have that habit. So we talked about where God is first. You cannot, I don't care how far he will give you the grace to go, because some of us, our grace has been extended over and over by God, where he will allow us to have levels of success, not the purpose that he called you to, but levels of success. And then we begin to think that we can do it without him. And there's always going to be that thing that happens in your life, whether in your personal, professional life, where you're looking around and no one has the answer. No one can help you except God. So don't go looking for him when you need him. Let's create that relationship with him right now. And then we talked about, making sure that you understand faith. That's going to determine what you will do with your time, because you have to have faith in order to say, you know what? I don't see it yet, but I know it's there. That's something big. You want to write that down. I don't see it yet, but I know it's there. That has everything to do with what you would do with your time, and that you would respect your time and you will never just waste your time. And that will now push you to do the work you have to do, no matter how you feel, not letting your emotions get in the way, not letting your flesh get in the way of consistently pressing toward your goal. Because let me tell you something, the rewards are so big for you when you can move past, create these last three habits. And now on today, we're talking about how to focus on the goal, not the journey. That needs to be a habit. I say a habit is that every single day you're on your journey, and people get caught up into what's happening in that day versus what they are heading toward. What is the destination? Your journey is not the destination. Your journey is not the destination. And so we have to ask God to definitely clear it up for us, because our word is going to be coming out of the book of Proverbs. This is our wisdom brother, King Solomon. You got to pay attention to what he says, because everyone is pursuing even inkling of what God gave King Solomon through wisdom. So he gives us very clear instructions here. Some people read these scriptures as if they're just some words in a book. It's instructions that are so necessary, especially if you want to be massively successful. So let's go to the Lord together. Let's be on one accord. Father God, we thank you. We honor you on the day. This is the day you've made, and we are so glad, and we're enjoyed that we're here in the land of the living again. Coming before you, oh Father God, we thank you for your patience, which is your grace and your mercy upon us. You've tried to give us the instructions every single way, whether the spurs in our ear, whether the signs and wonders and miracles that you've already shown us every single day that we counted as just commonplace. Forgive us for those things, oh Father, and let us get on clear focus that we're pursuing the assignment that you have for us. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for your Holy Spirit, that he would lead us, direct us, correct us, and even comfort us on our journey. We're thanking you that we know that he's always on his job as long as we invite him in. So we're inviting you here to take full reign over Power Start Your Day. Our eyes are open, our ears are open for what thus says the Lord. And we know we cannot see or hear with our natural eyes. They are too limited. So, Lord, as you are opening up our spiritual eyes and ears, we are willing to not only hear, but do what you've asked us to do consistently. We know we can't do that off our own strength, so we need your strength right now. As you're filling us up and going into each and every household, letting them be on one accord and clear focus of what you have to say on today, and have them with the expectancy of the courage that is needed for them to pursue what it is that you have them to do. Thank you. We honor you and what you're going to be bringing to us on today. Bless your holy name and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's read this word, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And we're going to read this in the English Standard Version on this morning, because it is just straight shooter here. And it's saying, you know, we got to focus on our goal, not the journey. We have to trust in the Lord with all our heart and do not lean on our own understanding. In all our ways. But the word is telling us, he's given us the instruction in all your ways. But we're saying in all our ways, we have to acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths, or make those crooked paths straight, is what you're accustomed to probably hearing if you know this passage of the Bible. So what I need you guys to think about here is it gives an instruction to say, trust the Lord with all your heart. That means that you have to totally give everything to him. Now, most of us want to hold on to a lot of our thinking. It says, and do not lean onto your own understanding, because your own understanding is too finite. We are not all that. We know enough to know what our journey is supposed to look like for us to get to that ending goal. And whatever goal is, we're talking about spiritual, even financial, even in your business. How do you know what the journey should look like if you've never been down that path before? So when people complain on their journey each and every day, We already can see that network marketing is a gateway to major freedom financially. But when you can have financial freedom, doesn't that give you a little bit more peace to stop worrying? Most people, when they are worrying, they're worrying either about some financial stress that leads them to all sorts of other stresses. I can't tell you. Why am I hesitating? Because I'm remembering and I'm hearing. I hear so many conversations and I speak to so many people. And I can hear where the financial stress is pressing them to where they compromise or they make wrong decisions or they're so emotionally charged in a negative way. And I'm like, listen, if you were just to focus on your journey, I mean, focus on your goal, not the journey, and on the way, just help a ton of people on the way, you'll look up one day and you'll start experiencing success of the people that are on the stages in your company. But no, focus on the journey. Oh my gosh, I got already answered. Oh, this person was supposed to start. They didn't start. God is saying, you are such a whiner. How can you be a leader and you're still whining about the basics that you're going to have to teach somebody else? You got to stay under the water a little bit longer until you understand what I'm trying to show you here. Not only trying to show you about how you can be a better prospector, I'm trying to show you something about yourself that you've been delaying your own success for long enough now. Now, I know people are like, okay, this is rough right here. Listen, if you were to focus on your goal, knowing that at the end, whatever you've desired, everything that you want is there, it'll make it easier. It'll make your daily method of operation so much easier. It'll make day-to-day work feel like it's worth it. People don't quit at the destination. People quit on the journey. Think about that for a moment. This habit of focusing on the goal, not the journey, is a game changer if you can open up your spiritual eyes and ears and pay attention. People don't quit at the goal. They quit on the journey because they are focused on the journey. And when you focus on anything, God has given us that power because our thoughts become things. When we focus on anything, we create more of it. So now what I'm saying is if on the journey and you're frazzled because people are not responding to you the way you want them to, and then now you start focusing on that, it starts making you personify a person of lower confidence. Your esteem is not as high. Your posture is not high. It helps you get off your game. You don't have now. You're not exemplifying what it takes to be massively successful. And then now you're realizing you're doing this to yourself. No one's doing it to you. All you have to do is focus on the goal. You're still waiting for someone. You're looking for the lifeguard. You're not drowning. All somebody said was no. All it's doing is taking you a little longer to get to your first win. All that's happening is it's taking you a little bit longer to get into your leadership position. That's your journey. It's not your destination. Everybody has to go into the incubator before they come out. Most of us never saw other people's journey, especially if you're meeting leaders in your company for the first time and you're like, wow. And wow, look at all that. They're doing all these somersaults, all whatever. And you're not even focusing on mastering your skills. This is not a spectator game. It's a participator game. And so if your journey is all about scrolling down social media, seeing what everybody else is doing versus doing what you were told to do, you will miss your goal. You will be the prime one to be discouraged on your journey and abort your opportunity for massive success. To get to the destination in this industry, You have to do the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. This is why we're talking about habits. Most people have never had the habit of consistently doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. Hence is the simple answer why you may not be seeing what you want to see. If you were told to do something in a particular way, and then you're like, okay, I'm not seeing the success fast enough, so I'm going to switch it up. You've never been down the journey before. You've never had that success before. And you decide, I'm going to switch it up. Now you go and you switch that up. And then now, guess what? You got other folks on your team switching it up. And then now here you go, making your journey harder. Making your team's journey harder. And so now you say, okay, well, my Lord, the journey is getting hard, self-inflicted. Oh, my DMO is getting so heavy, self-inflicted. I am telling you, the game of success is 80% mindset, 20% your skill set or the strategy. In network marketing, we're all using pretty much the same strategy. The difference in success is the mindset towards doing what it takes to be successful. No one has to nudge me in the morning and say, it's time to get up so you can start winning. This is what we're training you to do. No one needs to motivate you to say, my ending destination for sure is my spot at the top. We need you to believe that it has nothing to do with your journey thus far, where you're coming from. It has nothing to do with your journey right now, what's going on in your life today. The habit we are instilling on today is your focus on where you are going, not where you are. Because where you are going, if you are able to follow instructions, you are going to be in a place where I can tell you, a year, 2 years, I've seen it over and over to know exactly what's going to happen. You will not be able to recognize yourself. And you will not be able to recognize your life. I want us to open up the call because I know that the journey is what gets people tripped up because they cannot just give it over to God. They still lean into their own understanding. And I tell you, none of us understands to the level that we need to. We're not that deep. That's what people don't realize. It's not that deep. Let's see here. Let's try to go with this. I'll tell you how not deep I am. I can't even get on the, I can't even work the board. And I'm okay with it. Oh, mercy. I am okay with it. Let's see here. Come on, come on, somebody. Y'all ready? Let's open up this line. Where y'all at? Let's see here. Ooh-wee, I was just this morning talking to my baby. I posted it, and he is like, oh, mom, oh, I sucked this week in camp. You know, everybody believed in me. They moved me to the big boy side, and but I've been missing all my shots. I said, because you focusing on the crowd and you ain't focusing on the goal. You talking about what they saying. You need to be paying attention to your game. It's not letting me in, guys, on today. I don't know. It's not letting me in on today. Let's see here. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to. I don't know. I done messed up. All right, guys, listen. We got to definitely focus on this goal. I am like, I cannot see the screen. I can't see you. So we got to focus on the goal, and we know the journey and the terrain is going to get rough. It's going to get rough, but God already knew the end if we can follow him through. Now, listen, I want to see you guys on tomorrow. I'm sure I'll be better with my dang on thing here. I'm just, my MacBook Pro is not listening, just like some of the team members. They just want to do their own thing. All right, guys, love you. Talk to you soon.